The Fable of the Rock Ptarmigan by Barry J. Northern. High upon a rocky outcrop, a rock ptarmigan shed its last white feather, and so his thoughts turned to finding a lady. Now rock ptarmigan men are proud of their fine feathered feet and their thick plumage, which changes colour with the seasons. But most of all, each is proud of his comb, for it is with the quality of his comb that he attracts a lady. Rock worked his way down the outcrop towards his favourite spring, thankful that winter's touch no longer hardened the puddle from which he drank. As he bent down, he regarded his comb's reflection. He thought it too small to impress or intimidate, and sighed, for he derived his greatest pleasure from the praise of others, and without it he knew he would strive for nothing beyond foraging for buds and catkins, and drinking from his favourite spring. As Rock worked his way further down the outcrop, he met a young man parading in front of a lady. Both were younger than he, and Rock was gratified when the man, taking one look at his comb, immediately stood aside and bowed. "My lord, I will continue to court this young lady's affections only by your leave." Rock smiled, and so flattered was he by the earnest young man's concession that he too bowed and said, "I grant you my leave, young sir." His pride was further bolstered by the favouring look the young lady gave his comb as he passed by, and he also fancied he saw a flicker of disappointment pass across her delicate features. Farther on down the slope, Rock spotted a less refined young man leaping around in front of a group of three women, crying, "Look at my comb! Is it not the finest comb you ever saw? My ladies, which of you will be lucky enough to be mine, I wonder?" Rock smiled at the lady's barely concealed laughter. "At least I am not as vain as that immodest youth," he thought, and fluffed his feathers. And then he laughed at himself, for he was wise enough to realise that the very thought made him, in fact, vain of his own superior modesty. He continued on down the mountainside, confident of finding good fighting and fine ladies to be won, and noted with amusement how his spirits had risen as he descended the slope. Indeed, it was a good time of year to be a fine Scottish rock ptarmigan.
That was track 17.
From the album Beethoven Piano and Cello Works by Tanya Tompkins and Eric Zivian from Magnatune.com.